Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. And this is your red-faced host who was trying to log in on the wrong browser and they wouldn't let me in. So it's a wonderful day, and it's a very special day, and I feel very strongly about the energy of the supermoon and the energy of the new year, but I don't quite feel the energy of Ada Marie. So if you'll bear with me for 1 second, I will see if I can get her on the line. She very possibly got lost in the spirit communion.
It's 3:30.
Is the exact right time for the show?
Oh my gosh!
You must have gotten lost in the spirit connection and lost the time.
I got another one at 4:00, so I don't know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Your call today, your show today is 3:30. Now, take a deep breath and come back to Earth, my friend. There we are.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me just breathe you in to get you grounded in. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, says that Spirit has assured her that we carry far too many unnecessary burdens from the old year into the new. They recommend leaving bad memories, negative energy, and limitations behind as we step into a beautiful new year. Release all the ideas that didn't work for you and trust that you have everything you need to be happy, healthy, and successful. Spirit is on your side. You can contact Ada Marie by telephone at 520-896-9510 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And now that should bring you right into the show.
Okay.
So,
it's really weird because I have another one at 4:00.
This is Saturday, and we're still connected every Saturday. We are from 3:30 to 4:30 your time. We are.
Well, let me go to my book.
No, well, you have people on the line who are waiting to hear from you.
Okay, well, let's do what we can.
And we have two people who have questions, so would you like to just go right into the questions?
Yes.
Good. Okay, hold on.
My goodness.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hello. This is Susan. Hello.
Susan. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I'm just wondering, I'm not sure what kind of questions you take, but I'm curious what you see happening for me here in the next couple of months in terms of work.
With your work?
Yes.
Right.
You're asking a question about will you have work or are you
She's
changing?
Asking what do you see in her work situation in the next couple of months.
Well, I see a number of changes, but I don't know that those changes involve her leaving her job. Looks like a restructure in the company. That's what it looks like. Does that make sense?
Not sure.
Okay.
That's
very interesting.
An improvement? Is that going to make improvement for me or the restructuring?
I think so, yes. For several people, actually.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. So you know, when you're already connected with spirit, you get the answers pretty quickly.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, awesome.
So,
thank you so much.
Susan, anything else that you wanted to ask?
How about romance? It's been dry.
What about it?
Is it going to pick up?
Have you met anybody yet?
Well, I mean, no one serious, so.
Because I have a feeling that your romance has been kind of slow.
Yes.
Your life in the romance department. So I feel like you kind of have held everybody at bay. You know,
there's some background noise, Ada Marie. Is there anything you can do about that?
I can do something about it in a minute here.
Okay, good.
Good.
Okay. So what you see right now is that Susan's romance area is kind of sluggish at this point.
Well, it is sluggish. That's a good way to put it.
So what do you recommend?
It's not there. It's that there's like, there's not a complete agreement there in the relationship.
Okay.
I mean, you might be asking one thing and he's thinking something else or vice versa.
Okay, is this with someone existing or is this someone new?
I believe it's a person existing.
Okay.
There's so much commotion in the background. I'm amazed that you can even concentrate.
Well, I can concentrate, but let me tell you, we got a storm going on.
Okay.
And part of it is the fact that now I'm trying to move where in a part of the house where you're not going to be caught in this noise and this wind and this thing. And
okay.
If we get cut off, and we might, because I was on a call a while ago, and we got cut off, and I couldn't get them back, and they couldn't get me back.
Okay.
So we've got a terrible wind, and they tell me back east they have one, too. So I shouldn't be feeling sorry for myself.
No, at least you're not stacked up in an airline terminal waiting for 20 hours, you know. That's
yeah.
And we always have to look at the things that are working and the things we can be grateful for instead of the things that are not quite working our way, don't we?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Oh, that's much better. That's
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, Susan, does that help? Does it help you at all?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Now, what was your question again, Susan?
She was asking about her love life. Her love life. So that's where we were. Okay.
And it doesn't look like it's a very solid relationship, is what I'm seeing.
So right now she doesn't really have any strong relationships.
It doesn't look like it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see anything new coming in?
In a relationship. Yeah.
Well, in the late spring or early summer, yes, there'll be a couple of good relationships options for her.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
So you have a chance to get yourself in shape between now and late spring and early summer, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like it. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Hello.
And who we're speaking with?
I made a Marie.
No. I'm calling. I'm trying to reach your caller.
Oh, okay.
Area code 307. Hello. Are you there? Hello.
They're probably having the same thing we are. We're having a horrible windstorm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, maybe they're. No, it looks. Okay. Try again. Hello. Okay. That isn't. They're not responding. Let's go to someone else.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Mary.
Are you? Yeah.
Hi, Ada Marie. It's Sandy calling from California.
Well, hi, Sandy. How are you?
No, Candy.
All right.
Candy?
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to both of you.
Same
well,
to
happy
you.
Happy New Year to you, honey. You're
all
calling
Ada
from
Marie,
California?
Yeah. From Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah,
I have a question.
Right.
What's your question? A constant dream that I'm moving. Wherever the dream is taking place, not so much in my apartment, but if I'm at, you know, wherever it is, I'm always gathering stuff, like I'm leaving. I have to leave. I have to get the stuff packed.
Okay, let me tell you what the dream is, because you're having it over and over, right?
Yes.
The same dream? Okay,
uh-huh.
There will be a major change in your life for the better, and it will be very joyous, and it will happen in a split second.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, because the battle will be over and you will be very successful. It'll be very joyous.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
So when you're packing, does that mean that you're getting ready for the new changes?
That's what it means, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
she's going to pack up a whole bunch of junk. She will not only not need or ever see again, but it will not invade her life after this.
Mm.
So that's a good thing.
Okay. Good.
That's
good
marvelous.
To know that.
And sometimes we don't know if we don't understand dreams, we think it's something that maybe we're going to physically move or something like that. But you're telling us it's a totally different thing. That's wonderful.
In her case, it's a totally different thing because it's a whole new beginning for her that will make her very happy the rest of her life.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
That's good news.
Okay. I'm trying to listen against the wind, and if we get cut off, I don't know that I can get you back.
Okay.
So
We'll just keep going. Just keep going until we can't go, and that's what we do best.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Okay.
What's the next?
Thank you very much, Ada Marie.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome,
Mary.
Sweetie. You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye. It's interesting that my computer is doing funny things too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a storm. It must be across the country.
Oh my goodness! It looks like we've just been cut off.
We have.
One second. No, it's okay.
I didn't hear a click.
No. Candy, are you still on?
We might have lost.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm
still on.
It's my computer is will not let me disconnect from you and connect with the next person. Let me see.
Okay.
It's just the funniest thing. And so what I'm going to ask is Ada Marie. I know you have been having some very, very intense spirit communication in the last few hours, and even though it seems as if you're connected, the earth is pulling at you. Still, the spirit is coming through very strong.
Right, and as I try to speak, it holds me from speaking aloud. I tried to answer you twice, and I couldn't get anything to come out of my mouth. And the wind is blowing so hard that I don't think it's a wind. I just don't know what it is. But, you know, and again, when you work and you work with spirit, you have to go with whatever they give you.
You do indeed. And sometimes it feels as if something that is coming through, what I'm getting, and my spirit guides are telling me, is that your spirit guides are attempting to communicate with you on a higher level, and it's going to take a minute to translate it into earth communication.
Tone, yeah, right.
And so, sometimes those are the most important communications we have with spirit.
Right, and we're having the worst weather in the world to do that, so we'll see how long it takes for them to begin to give us something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all we can do is just wait until they can give us something, because we can't do anything until they give it to us.
Did someone speak up? Hello?
Mary?
Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Maria, I have a... Well, the full moon on New Year's Eve, is that a sign of anything, you know, starting the new year with a full moon?
Oh, that super moon? How did you, what can you tell us about that, Ada Marie?
You know, yeah, actually, that super moon has helped a lot of people. It's cleared up a lot of problems for people. And people have been able. I actually was surprised to find out all the good things that it did.
Hello?
Looks like we are. Yes, I think we lost her.
Oh.
I think we lost her.
Like,
so, yes,
quit.
That super moon was very intense. And, it is the closest that the moon comes to the Earth, and we will have another super moon on January 31st. So let everybody be watchful and pay attention and listen on the 31st, and watch and be ready. Any thoughts that come to us, you know, write it down. And also, from now to the 31st, I'm being advised that it would be a very, very good thing to have a pad right next to your bed, because you may be woken in the middle of the night and receiving a message. So that is a... Hello?
Yes, I'll put a pad near my bed.
Good. Okay. I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then, it's the wolf moon, and interestingly enough, the wolf is a very, very powerful animal, and they mate for life. And I think the wolf moon is bringing us some interesting opportunities to reach out and to form and maybe to enrich our present friendships and and relationships. And it is a good time to choose what is going to be the energy that we are going to be working with this whole year.
Okay.
And so pay attention and listen and watch. And if you have a reaction to someone or something, notice and choose the way that you are going to react to that, because this is going to be a very interesting year, and it's going to be a time in which if we take the reins and if we work willingly and knowingly and with conviction and intention, it will be a marvelous year. But otherwise, it could be like a horse that gets the bit in its mouth and runs off, and we are sort of hanging on for dear life. So this year will be a time to take charge of your life, to choose where you want it to go, who you want to spend time with, and where your energy is going to mean the most to you and to the world. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and this is not just you, Candy. This is all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But especially for you, because you're reaching out, and you have, oh my goodness, you have paid, you paid your dues. You've gone through some really, really, really tough times, and you've done it with an open heart and with willingness and with determination and with care, not only for yourself but for others. You've reached out and helped others when many people would have said that you really had a full plate without bothering for anybody else. But you are being given a chance to accept your rewards for that. So there you go. Does that make
sense? I shared with you the little problem I had the day after New Year's when the management came and told me about somebody complaining in the backyard that might, you know,
About
break my dog. And it upset me because I never let her, you know, when she goes, I pick it up. And I'm very responsible. There was no smell coming up from her, but the woman was retaliating against me because I let her put daughter back in the building. Okay.
Yeah.
But it really upset me that night. I caused myself even a migraine, you know, from being so upset. But the next morning, I just got up, got myself dressed and ready, and got Rachel, and I said, come on, we're going to walk over to the school where we used to walk, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that's what we have been doing every morning. And it's so much better because now we're both getting more exercise.
Excellent.
Now we're seeing people that we haven't seen in a number of years because she stopped walking over there.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle, but I just stand still and I wait for her to change her mind about running back home.
Mm-hmm.
And we get exercise. And I'm grateful because even though it was very disappointing for me and upsetting for me that this person's lying about me, but I turned it around and looked at what the good I'm getting out of not going in the backyard anymore. That we're getting this
perfect.
So it's a 2-block walk, and then we
mm-hmm.
walk on the grass for another block. And
mm-hmm.
we're getting to see other dogs. Rachel played with 2 different dogs this morning. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting out there
mm-hmm.
to see new people and new faces. And I'm just being so grateful because I didn't dwell on the negativity of it, even though I did for that night, you know. But I had
mm-hmm.
to come to a realistic aspect of it that, hey, this is you know, I rent. This isn't my house. I rent, and if
mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed in the backyard, I'm not allowed in the backyard.
Yeah.
And which I will
uh-huh.
allow in the backyard, but I just don't want any more problems, you know.
You don't want to give the other person a reason to complain again, and
yes.
in doing that you see what has happened is that you're enjoying your life even more than
yeah.
you would have if you so that's how it's a small thing and yet it's big,
very big. Yeah,
because it's a principle of life that it's like spirit is showing you how easy it is to change your attitude, and that's the only thing that you really have total control of, when you're on this plane is your attitude.
Mm. Okay.
And what you call the label you put on something is what how it will resonate in your life. Does that make sense?
I think so. I'm not grasping the whole complete idea yet. Maybe
okay.
You can explain it a little bit better.
What you did was you turned that into an opportunity. Instead of it, you could have said, oh, it's a tragedy. Look what she did to me. Look how terrible it is. You didn't do that. You said, let's see what else is out there. Now, does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
and that was your choice,
and
that was your choice,
right.
And your attitude that you the only thing that you changed was your attitude.
Mm. You see, originally that night that I gave myself a migraine, I had intentions of calling the manager the next morning and defending myself and saying, "Come on,
uh-huh.
show me where it's." And the next morning, when I woke up, I said, "Kitty, what are you going to fight with him for? He's the management." You know,
yeah.
And, you know, she made a complaint. He would share the complaint. He was very calm with me, very cordial with me. He wasn't arrogant with me. You know,
uh-huh.
he wasn't demanding of me. He didn't say not to go to the backyard. He just said not to make Rachel go to the bathroom in the backyard, you know?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could have been completely, you know, banned from the backyard. So
sure.
I said, no.
Yeah.
Even alone, and I was so glad. I was so glad that these answers came to me. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know,
mm-hmm.
Rachel walked over there and seeing her playing with dogs, and she's sniffing out squirrels again.
uh-huh.
And she even sat on a bench this morning.
Good.
And people come by and they compliment her, and I say good morning to everybody. And it's interesting because I haven't been there in a couple of years, and more than a couple of years since I hurt myself. I haven't did that much walking. And there's
mm-hmm.
so many people that have come over and say, oh, it's so good to see you. And I don't even know who they are, but they remember me and Rachel. And that really gives me a light heart, you know, being remembered by people.
Mm-hmm. And that is, believe it or not, that's a very strong spiritual lesson.
Yes.
You can apply
mm-hmm.
in any situation in your life.
Okay. Okay, very.
Okay. So
do you want me to
think
hang
that,
up and see if you can get anybody else?
No, that's okay. I think what we're going to do is in the session, because I can't seem to get to be able to connect with this other person. Though you could hang up and let me see. This person seems to be still hanging on. So if you that would be a good idea. We can try it. Otherwise, we will just end the session and go on and hope for less wind next week. So, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Hello. Hello. Okay. One of the most important things that for us to learn is when to quit. And this is a time of a major commotion in the atmosphere, which seems to be affecting Ada Marie's not only Ada Marie's telephone, but our Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to wish all of you the absolute best you can possibly enjoy in this year that we are just beginning. And thank you for your loyalty to the show and to Ada Marie, and give blessings all around and love and light. See you next week. Bye.